people, ourselves included, have a natural desire to belong to something bigger than ourselves. It's part of how we are created. We gravitate toward a group of some kind, be it a group of friends, a team, a family, maybe something bigger than all that, a nation, and let's not forget the church. Thanks be to God that He has brought us into His group, His one big group, which includes all believers worldwide, right here on earth now, and all those who have gone to their heavenly rest. We have been brought into this group, which we call the Holy Christian Church. Well, God has other names for it that are rather picturesque. We find them in the Bible. This group is a mountain, a city, God's temple and household. It's even called the body of Christ. The book of Ephesians has a number of these descriptions. I would like to read to you from a number of chapters in that book of Ephesians. And as I do that with this first reading, let's look for and listen for a contrast. I think you guys have seen before and after pictures designed to sell products. Well, we've got quite a before and after picture of you and me. What were our circumstances and conditions of life before we joined God's group versus how they are now as believers in Christ? Ephesians 2, selected verses. Therefore remember that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Now therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. What a difference the Lord makes for you and me. We used to be far away from God, disconnected from Christ, dead in our sins, lost, clueless, no hope. But after receiving our faith in Christ, what a change. We are His children, which means we're close to Him, we're connected to Him, we're alive with faith, we have the hope of heaven, and the peace of knowing that our sins are forgiven in Jesus. More than that, we get to share this change of status, this change of identity with each other. In the next reading from Ephesians 4, let's notice also a change of direction, a clear impact that God will have on us as the one united group. Ephesians 4, verse 1. Paul writes, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. The Lord wants you, me, and other believers to be on the same page in all things. That means, first of all, having the same saving faith in Christ, confessing the same gospel of salvation, as well as the same truth of Holy Scripture in all the doctrines. It also means living in harmony and peace with each other based on the same love that God has for all of us and following the same will that God has given to all of us. In the next and final reading from Ephesians 4, let's notice how this sameness, this unity will affect what we do as the individual members of the body of Christ. Ephesians 4, verse 7. But to each one of us grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Now this, he ascended, what does it mean? But that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth. He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. You, as members, parts of the body of Christ, can expect a two-way street, give and take. As receivers, you can expect to hear the truth that will build you up in your faith. What a blessing. But you can also expect to be speakers of that same truth to somebody else, so that he or she is built up in that same faith. The end result for the entire body will be two kinds of growth. The body grows stronger internally, member connected to member, connected to Jesus, as well as larger. I'm thinking of mission work, successfully done through the power of the Word, bringing others into this one body of our Savior. What a great picture. What a great Lord we have as the head of the body. What a great calling we have as members of that body. To that end, we pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, prophet, Lord, and head of the church, you are exalted in supreme glory at your Father's right hand. And according to your promise, you rule all things for our benefit. We come to you with thanks. Thanks for the gift of bringing us into your church by giving us our faith. We thank you for that word of truth which comes from you in the Scriptures and through the called servants of the word you have given to us. We thank you for the Spirit whom you have sent into our hearts and into the hearts of all who believe. We thank you for the unity of faith which you have given to us, which we have with each other, and we ask that you preserve it among us. Preserve the faith of each one of us. Strengthen our knowledge of your truth and empower us to speak it in love day by day as we minister to each other in all the ways that you direct. Amen. We close by singing the third stanza of hymn 467, the third stanza.